Hi, this is Greg, Ringmaster from Dancing with Elephants, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, and welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. My friends, all I can tell you is that I've seen the future. I can't tell you what it is. I've been privy to some new information. Oh, is there some cool stuff coming down the pike? Not even at my site. Anyway, but just stay tuned, all right? Stay tuned through July. That's all I'm going to say. There's fun stuff. All right. How's that for a tease? I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. And you can reach me at schoolofpodcasting. Actually, let's do this. Email me at dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. That'll get to me. Or you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. I continue to enhance the School of Podcasting and its step-by-step process. If you haven't checked it out, check it out at schoolofpodcasting.com. All I can say is it's getting rave reviews from the members. I do believe I will be sending out an email about this, but we are having a live training session this Wednesday. If you'd like to be a part of that, log into the site out at schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the banner at the top, and register. So that's one of the things we do out there at the schoolofpodcasting.com. So come on by. You can even try for a, you can sign up for a one-day trial. But I'm not going to talk a lot, not a lot to do today. We're talking with Ringmaster Greg from Dancing with Elephants about, remember a couple weeks ago, a couple months maybe, we talked about that contest he was running. Well, now he's going to give us all the behind-the-scenes scoop on the contest, on his podcasting rig, and his last 5 and 5. So thanks for tuning in. Here's my interview with Greg from Dancing with Elephants. Check him out at dwithe.com. On the Skype phone, we have Ringmaster Greg from Dancing with Elephants. You can find that at, if you're not spelling challenged like me, you can go to Dancing with Elephants. Or if you are spelling challenged like me, you can just go to dwithe.com. Well, I love that. And how long ago did you start? Well, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. Glad to be here.
And how long ago did this contest actually run? It's been a little while back, right? A couple weeks, maybe a month?
Yeah, it ended on May 11th was the end of it. And it started around April 9th. So it was about a month long.
Okay. And for those of us that don't want to go back and listen to the old show, why don't you tell us a little bit about the contest, what it was, how people, what people had to do and things like that?
Well, basically, the contest started out was that we were coming up on our one-year anniversary, which was April 9th, for doing D with E. And I was talking to my wife, Tanya, and I said, you know, we should have a contest and give away something. And I got her permission to give away an iPod Shuffle. And so she said, okay, that's fine. And so we were trying to develop a contest to have with the iPod Shuffle. And a lot of, you know, we've done the thing where we say, just, you know, send us a your name saying that you want to enter the contest, and we've get a few applicants doing it that way. But we wanted to make it a little bit different, and we've seen other podcasters do something with the review on iTunes. So we thought we would try something with that, but we weren't really trying to get reviews for our show on iTunes. We were looking for listener feedback is basically what it was. And then as the contest started developing, I thought to myself, well, if somebody just writes us a review on iTunes, we'll basically have our listeners writing our reviews, and that would be the end of it. And how many listeners we had that wanted to take up that challenge would do it. And based on the results of the contest, it would have probably been about, we got about 7 or so reviews for our show at the end of the contest. So we would have had 7 people writing in reviews, and for an iPod Shuffle, that wouldn't have been a really big, you know, pool.
Right. Yeah.
So I decided, well, let's try something different. Let's say that a person can enter the contest in a second, you know, in another entry in, if they write another review for a different show other than ours. And we didn't care, you know, basically it was kind of like, let's get people to actually review shows and send feedback to the podcasters. Because as a podcaster, one of the big things I like about podcasting is hearing from our listeners saying, I like this, I don't like that, but getting feedback and saying, you know what, keep doing what you're doing because we're enjoying it. So I said, we thought, well, we'll just have the them write other reviews for other shows, and they can write as many reviews for as many shows as they wanted to. There was just some basic ground rules. You couldn't duplicate reviews. You had to write them, you know, from scratch, and you put it into only one podcast directory, sort of like either at Podcast Alley or Podcast Pickle or iTunes, so you weren't trying to get, you know, stuff the ballot, as it were.
Right.
And it wasn't, you know, so basically we said, well, we'll just do that. And then we thought, well, we'll let the other podcasters know that we're doing this and saying, you know what, you can tell your listeners, all they have to do is write a review for my show, and they can enter into this contest that somebody on a different podcast, who I don't necessarily know from Adam, may give them a iPod Shuffle. So it's kind of like, you know, hey, write a review for me and enter this contest, and for this other podcast, and you may win an iPod Shuffle. I get a review written for me, and that's great, and somebody else is footing the bill for the prize. So, you know, it kind of came to us, we didn't care about that. We just wanted people to start reviewing podcasts and letting them, you know, podcasters know that their listeners were listening to them. So that's basically how it developed, was just, you know, kind of to, you know, sort of share it amongst the other podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to pretend that I'm really ignorant to the fact that when we did that, the other podcasters started playing the promo, which got us name recognition on other podcasts. I'm not going to say, you know what? Wow, that was pretty neat. It wasn't our intention to do that, but we do realize that that's what happened. And that was pretty neat. And it surprised us, Tanya, that being my wife and I, mm-hmm. how many other podcasters, a lot of whom we've never heard of before, were playing this promo for this contest. And so that was really cool, and we thought that was really neat.
Yeah, because I heard about it from Dan from the Journey Inside My Mind podcast.
Yes.
And, you know, and then I told two friends, and they told two friends. And you know, when I went over and looked at your site, how many podcasts, I mean, the list goes on and on. Did you actually end up having reviews submitted for, or the one post from, what am I looking at, from May 24th?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It says a list of all the podcasts that were reviewed during the Let Them Hear You contest, which is the contest we're talking about. How many, do you know how long that list is? It just goes on and on and on.
So the numbers on that are over 180 podcasts were reviewed during this contest. Which, you know, for us, we're basically almost a blog type show. You know, it's a family blog type podcast, and we do things, we review things, and we go on adventures, and my wife and I talk about raising two boys and such like that. But we're not like what I would call the technical podcasts, which have, you know, lots of listeners and such. So it's a family friendly podcast about basically our family. So we have listeners, and we love them dearly, and we have what we would be considered to be a happy number of listeners. But the number of reviews for podcasts that came in was just, you know, basically to us, astronomical. We were really impressed at the number of podcasts that got reviewed during this whole entire contest.
Wow. Yeah, because I went over and I was like, holy Toledo. So then you had the fun job of then going through, and what you were looking for, like the best review then was the...
No, it was basically a drawing. We took everybody's... I simplified it. I could have done it. At first I started going through each review and making sure that it was a legitimate review. If it was legitimate, I put it into the hat, so that it would be entered into the contest, and the hat being an Excel spreadsheet.
Right.
And then I realized, do you know what? This is the wrong way of doing it. So I basically put all of them in and said, okay, they've all been accepted. And then we did the drawing, and we picked out the grand prize winner and looked at that name, and then verified if it was a legitimate, you know, review.
Hmm.
So we, you know, basically being that they would have been picked from the pool anyway, you know, then checked to make sure, instead of looking, making sure that they were all legitimate, checked to see if the winner was legitimate, and it saved, you know, me many, many hours of going through the whole entire list.
Exactly. Because that's a big list at this point.
Yes. Well, that's the number of podcasts that were reviewed, 180. actually the number of reviews was about over about 256 reviews that we had to go through.
Wow. Wow.
And once again, from a small, you know, basically from our show, that was impressive. We were really astonished by the number of reviews that came in.
Well, absolutely. And it's like you said, it was great cross-promotion. I mean, I know I played the promo on my site, and other people were doing that. So, you know, you're getting the word out. Now, have you, and I'm not looking for specifics here, but have your numbers gone up pre-contest to post-contest?
Yes, the numbers did go up. So that was neat. I would say, we basically went about 50% of our numbers jumped up.
Great.
Which is, you know, considering that we have a lot of, you know, we have listeners, but we're not talking twit. So we didn't go from, you know, 100,000 to 150,000. But they did go up. When we were going to do this interview last week, and at that time Libsyn was having their problem with their stats, and so they were having it actually looked like it went even higher than that. For some reason, Libsyn was counting stats a couple times, and at that time we were looking at the results coming in, and it was like closer to like 400% jump in numbers, which was actually fixed this week. So it was closer to about 50% jump.
But still, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's not. And like I said, we were, you know, it wasn't our intent and purpose at the beginning to, you know, to basically, you know, increasing our numbers is a cool thing. And
right.
I listened to your show earlier about us thinking about, you know, us thinking outside the box as far as promoting the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we knew that was going to happen. But it really wasn't the intent and purpose of the contest. The contest was basically to get the listeners and the reviewers, you know, interacting together to let the listeners and the podcasters to interact with each other, and get the listeners to send feedback to the podcasters to let them know that, hey, I really dig what you're doing with this show.
Right, because to me, you know, that's, I don't know about you, but every time I get any kind of email, good or bad, actually, that says, you know, I liked this or this, just the fact that somebody's listening, it's like, ah, somebody's listening. I'm not talking to myself. So.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at your stats and you can say, wow, the show got downloaded this many times, but download and actually listening to it and comprehending what you're saying and stuff, and taking the time to say, hey, you know what, I really like where you're coming from on this one. That's where the thing that keeps us going with the podcast.
Well, that was going to be my question. I actually asked this last week. You've been podcasting now for a little more than a year.
Yep.
If you were to finish that question of I'm glad I started podcasting because blank.
Because basically it opened us up to a whole new world of friends that I've made through different podcasters and our listeners. We now have people that we consider our friends across the United States that weren't there a year ago, and that's really cool. And in fact, we've, you know, met some of them and have done things with them, and that is the neat thing about podcasting, is it's basically taking this world. It's almost like a pen pal, but only more so, and because it's not just one person that you're writing back and forth to. You're actually touching a bunch of people from across the world and across the United States and such like that. So that's the really neat thing about podcasting. And if people, you know, ask me, should I podcast? I say, yeah, find something that you really like to talk about and go ahead and do it. You'll be surprised at who's listening to you and their interaction with you.
Right. And speaking of that, You kind of mentioned that your podcast is family friendly. It's obviously you and your wife Tanya and your two kids. Is it just kind of if somebody never heard of Dancing with Elephants, what can they expect to hear when they tune into the show?
Well, it's basically broken up into three parts, and it starts out with me doing what's known as the story so far, which is basically a kind of brief little essay, hopefully humorous essay that I've written about something that's either gone on with my life, going on with our life right now. It's basically a way of me to continue writing, because I used to write in college and I haven't done so in a long time. And so I wanted to start writing essays again and reading them out loud after I've written them. It's kind of getting me to start writing again. after the story so far, we go into Nick's review, and Nick is my 5-year-old son. Actually, his full name is Nikolai. And he does, basically, we go do something, or he gets a new game, or he has a book, or there's a television show, or a DVD, or a computer website, or something that's very kid-oriented that he likes the review. As an example, in this week's episode, we're in the midst of the cicada emergence here in Chicago and upstate Illinois. And so this week we went on a bug hunt, and we went to a forest preserve to go look at the cicadas, and he did a review on them. And so that's basically what Nick does. He does his reviews. And some of the feedback that we get is everybody seems to like Nick. Nick is one of the best parts of the show. And so that's the 5-year-old. Right. Caleb joins us, and he's my other son. He's 3. He's getting used to the microphone. As a 3-year-old, he'll scream into it and yell in. So he does brief little things every once in a while. And then finally is my wife, Tanya. So we do the story so far, Nick's review, and then the last third of the program is Tanya and I basically talking about the kids, stuff that are going on in our lives, parenting things that we've discovered as being a parent and whatnot. And so that's basically our parenting contribution to the show. So it's a 3-part show, an essay, Nick's review, and then Tanya and I doing a parenting part.
Right. Now, the thing that, to me, when I hear this, the beauty of it is, because I have similar things like this. When I was growing up, my grandma, every time I was around, would fire up the cassette deck, and uh-huh. she just had me talk. You know, and I have a interview. She did an interview. It was WHOME radio is what she would call it. And she asked me what my favorite subject was at school. And I was 5 years old, and I said recess. You know, and it's stuff like that that's just classic that I look back now. And if you think about it, your kids are going to kind of have their life chronicled through the podcast.
Yep, that's the bonus of it also. Yep. And it's actually very funny to listen to the shows, though I dread doing it because you always go back to your earlier shows and go, oh, man, I can't believe I put that out there. But it's neat to hear how Nick, who was started out, he was 4 years old when he started this out, how his speech is starting to improve. And then now he's a worldly 5 years old going on 6 in July. The words that come out of his mouth sometimes, it's just like, where are you picking this up from? And, you know, it's interesting to hear him develop over the year.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be even more noticeable with Caleb as he gets older. So that'll be interesting. So obviously you put a lot of time into the contest and all. Would you definitely say it was worth it? It sounds like it.
Yes, it was definitely worth it. And I should take a moment to thank the other podcasters. First of all, those that put the promos for the contest on their shows, like your show and all the other ones. And then I should also thank some of the podcasters that also contributed to the prize pool. Can I do that right now?
No, absolutely.
So Grant and Doug from the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, which they were there from the beginning, and they took a chance because when we were developing the contest, I told Grant, I said, we're going to have this contest, and it's going to be interesting. Would you like to contribute some prizes to it? And he said, oh, sure, because he was coming out with his new Imagination Nation Ranger website and stuff like that in the club. And so he said, if you wait until this time, and it was exactly the time that we were going to have the contest, they'll contribute to that thing. So, you know, big thanks to Doug and Grant, who took a chance on it. And then there's also Clinton at the Comedy Forecast, Jen and Alan at the Dinky Cast, Steve at the Lifespring Family of Podcast, and a friend of ours, Tina the Artist from TinaTheArtist.com. All of them contributed prizes to the prize pool. But your question was, would we do it again? I would love to do it. I would love to do it again. The next project I have is to try to do it so that we actually bring more listeners to podcasting rather than just getting the listeners who are there to review the podcast. It would be great if we can actually increase the number of listeners to podcasts. I think that's where podcasters have to focus and push, because right now we're enjoying our basic success and stuff, but we're all listening to each other. We need to get people who have never heard of what a podcast is, because as far as I'm concerned, it is one of the best mediums out there for information and listening to stuff, and even the video podcast. I think it's going to revolutionize how we communicate with each other.
Absolutely. Preach it, brother. Preach on, my friend. Yeah, that's me. And that's I always tell people, we're preaching to the choir. It's a lot of podcasters listening to podcasters. We need to go out and find out where your niche is, where your group is, where your audience is, and bang them over the head and tell them to tell somebody else, doggone it.
Yep.
So, the other question I want to ask you, we haven't done one of these in a while, so I'm going to put you on the spot, all right? So get your thinking cap on.
Okay.
What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Let's see. The Dinky Cast was yesterday. What else did I listen to?
I know. The pressure.
Because we went someplace. And it's not that they weren't memorable. It's just that I was driving at the time, so that I was listening to them, and I was also concentrating on the road. But I know that it was the Dinky Cast was the last thing that I had in there. And I would want to say that I was actually listening, I believe, some of the NPR programs that are now podcasting.
Okay.
So Car Talk would probably be one of them. What else did I have in there? The Mac Cast, I listened to that. The Daily Gizwiz was probably in there.
Daily Gizwiz. I never heard of that one. See, that's why I love doing this, because I'm like, wow, I've never heard of that one. Okay.
Oh, the Daily Gizwiz is a Leo Laporte show.
Okay.
He does that with Dick DiBartolo. So the Daily Gizwiz.
We need one more.
Oh. we'll put the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd in there.
There you go.
Because they came out with a brand new episode, and I was listening to that with the boys.
Gotcha. What are you using for your podcast setup?
We have a GarageBand. So we have two mics, two MXL mics hooked up to a Multimix 8 Firewire from Alesis. Mm-hmm. And then that's pumped into my PowerBook G4, and I run GarageBand.
Beautiful.
To do all the editing.
Yes, that lovely editing that we were talking about that before we hit the record button, I believe.
Yep. So. And then when I do the sound seeing tours, I have an Edirol RO9. And I basically use that, plus some binaural microphones and the CS15 microphone that comes from Edirol also, or Roland.
Right. Gotcha. All right. Well, I want to thank you very much. Number one, thanks for just a great idea and a great contest. To me, I hear this, and I still think, okay, we've got to have a way, if we could all organize, we could do this on a weekly basis and get a bunch of people. It gets me thinking, it's like, how can we do this? How can we make it efficient and do this and that? But it was such a great idea. I was like, wow, that's really, really cool. So I'm glad to hear it was a success. And who actually won the prize?
Oh, I actually have that here, and I have to wake up my computer. Hang on. It went to Screensaver.
Right.
Let's see. So the grand prize went out to... got it right there. Jose and Britt Ceberan, Ceberan, and they wrote a review for the Mac Cast. The first runner up went to David Peach, and he wrote a review for Around the World with AIG's Ken Ham. And then the second runner up went to Daniel Johnson, who you mentioned earlier, and he wrote a review for Boned.
There you go.
Which I think, yep. What I would really be interested in seeing is I invite other podcasters to try doing something very similar to this contest, because I would be interesting to see if it catches on again.
Yeah, that's anything that when you were doing the contest, it went, boy, I didn't. Obviously, you've mentioned how you didn't expect maybe the numbers that came in. You were pleasantly surprised by that. But anything that you just kind of went, wow, I didn't really expect that, or was that kind of the biggest one?
That was the biggest one. That was the surprising thing. It was odd, because we would be listening to other podcasts like the Mac Cast. When I was listening to the Mac Cast after the contest started, and what we had done is during the contest we wrote out an email saying, we listen to your podcast. This is a contest we're running. If you're interested in participating, here's the promo. We would love for you to play it and participate in the contest, and maybe one of your listeners can win an iPod Shuffle. And so I was listening to the Mac Cast, and all of a sudden I hear my promo, and I was like, whoa, it's on the MacCast, and Adam Christensen has big numbers, so that was kind of interesting to hear. And then also, you know, all the other podcasters that were playing it, the friends and, you know, people that we've met and stuff like this through podcasting playing it. But so that was cool.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to, you know, hopefully Tanya has got the boys in check while you're on the microphone here.
Yeah, I was going to have her come down here, and she said, no, somebody has to watch the boys. So.
Well, we appreciate that. I, you know, tell her we said hi. And everybody go over to take your pick, dwithe.com or dancingwithelephants.com. Do you have a preference or?
Nope, they both go to the same place.
That's what I figured. There you go. So thank you very much, Greg. And well, best of luck with the, you know, if you have any other contests in the future, keep us abrupt on what's going on. I'll be more than happy to play your promos. So.
Okay, no problem.
All right, well, you have a good day.
You too. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Greg. All right, there you go. There's my interview with Greg. A lot of interesting stuff in there. Some insights. Got his number bumped up. And again, I was talking about this contest because it was, to me, it was thinking outside the box. Obviously, a nice benefit of that was a boost in numbers for Greg and everybody at dwithe.com. You know, you can get your own domain for $6.95 a year simply by using the coupon code COOLER and the number 3 over at godaddy.com. That'll be my pimping for this, as well as, of course, come out and join us at theschoolpodcasting.com. You heard Greg. Everybody should be podcasting. Why aren't you? I can be your personal podcast coach. How cool is that? One-on-one training, $20 a month. Come on. You're not going to find that anyplace else. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. What's the catch, Dave? Everybody else wants to charge me $2,000 to podcast. Why only $20 a month? Easy. I love to teach. I'm a teacher, and I've currently gone back to school, and this is my way to scratch my teaching itch. So check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. And until we meet again, in class dismissed.